It's 5:05 p.m. That's weird. We're doing a very special joke workshop here on the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. It is Monday. It's the second day of the festival. We're doing a special joke workshop from 5 to 8. So we're going to have comedians from all over the United States and your regular San Francisco comedians. Just so everybody knows the rules, it's joke workshops. So we're really supportive and nice to each other. And you're going to do 4-minute sets, and I will honk you at 3 on a punchline. So don't worry. I won't like try to scare you, but I just want to know that because it's radio, I want you to know when a minute is. And usually there's a lot of really new comics in the building, so they might not know what a minute feels like. So I like to give them that real visceral experience of like, yeah, you ran the light, motherfucker. So the way the joke workshop works is when people put stars by their name for today, it means that they can get comments. And when those people are happening, we do a 4-minute set, and then we have 4 minutes of comments. And when you give your comments, you want to make sure they're in a microphone. So I have 2 microphones back here in the booth, and you know, if you're going to feed someone a shit sandwich, make the bread taste good. Put a nice toasted brioche bun on top and the bottom, and in the middle you put the shit, and that's nice. But we still like to be nice and everything else. I take notes just because I'm trying to be as helpful as possible, and that's the way the joke workshop works. So I'm going to put up some music and turn up the playback in there so you can hear yourselves better, and we'll be right back with joke workshop. Oh, my name's Pam Benjamin. I'm your host. Yay. Bye for a second. Yay. Your first comedian of the night hails all the way from Boston, and he would like comments. So he's taking the bullet, and we're all going to take notes and pay attention and laugh at the jokes of your first comedian. Put your hands together for Sean Rosa.
Hello. Thank you. Something about me. I've never been in a relationship. This is not about to be a rant. I've never been in a relationship. I was casually seeing someone pre-COVID, but she broke things off with me because she felt like I wasn't opening up to her, and that when we were talking with each other, she felt like she was the only one doing any talking, and I felt so bad about that. I felt like I needed to like break that tension. So what I said to her was, I said nothing, because that's what you have to do when people try to get close to you. I have abandonment issues, and I want to go to therapy for them, but I also don't want them to leave me. I had a pretty traumatic childhood / adolescence / current day. Here's an example. I grew up Catholic in Massachusetts. How Catholic in Massachusetts did I grow up? My childhood priest was one of the ones that was named in Spotlight. That is 100% true. Anybody else's childhood trauma critically acclaimed? None of this made for TV trauma. Mine, the Academy saw it and said it was the best. A lot of people will hide the names of the innocent in their acts, but not me. Father Joseph Welsh can eat shit in hell. He is dead, so now I don't have to worry about getting a cease and desist letter from the Pope.
When I was 16 years old, I was robbed at gunpoint by my best friend. And I know that that is a topic for jokes that has just been overdone. Everybody and their mom has a bit about that. It really scarred me. You know, I have trouble letting people into my life. But the biggest thing is, how much of an asshole was I that this dude didn't feel like he could just ask me for money? Like, what did I do to make him feel like, you know, robbery was an easier alternative? I don't know if you've ever had a gun pulled out on you, but it's weird for your first thought when it happens to be, are you mad at me? Please tell me now. You have to tell me now, please. You know what? Just you can put the gun down and let's talk. Okay, let's not. Who brings a gun to a friendship fight? Seriously. I was a very late bloomer. I did not have sex until I was 29 years old. I know what some of you are thinking. Sean, you're a not terrible looking guy. You could have easily had sex for the first time when everybody else did at 26. Yeah, if you have sex while you're still covered by your parents' health insurance, it doesn't count. That's called sex with a learner's permit. Thank you. I had sex for the first time in January of 2020, and then the world was like, we need to put this to an end. He's getting too powerful. A lot of people can remember their first time having sex and like the music, the song that was playing for the first time. Thankfully for me, it wasn't so far back that I had to hearken back to it. I actually lost my virginity to a playlist of songs from a genre called post-rock, which is very pretentious. Like one of the bands that played was Explosions in the Sky. Yeah, which was very fitting because nobody came. Another band that played was Maybe She Will. I don't think she's gonna. And then the other band that played was Godspeed You Black Emperor, which was really fitting because that's just a good band. Like that. Okay, that's it for me. Thanks, friends.
Sean Rosa, everyone. First off, you're a champion because all of that hubbub happened during your set and you just weren't fazed at all. Like, like a whole entourage of people came in and signed up and you just kept going. So I'm like, I think that that's incredibly impressive. I didn't get an opportunity to write down very much only because people were in here, but your jokes at the top are excellently written. I just slowed down and I put a big pause before nothing about that saying joke. I just give it a little weight and like sit there.
Yeah.
Because then it's nothing and then you say nothing and I think you'll get a bigger laugh off it. Those are my notes. Does anyone else have any thing that they'd want to be helpful or comment or say things they liked? You can also say like, oh, I really liked that, or the microphones are in here if you want to. Or you have to come in here and use one of the microphones. He's just gonna yell.
It's hard to be so depressed and so fuckable at the same time.
It's hard to be so depressed and so fuckable at the same time.
Oh boy. Well, thank you, Sam.
I'll suck your dick for $75.
How much money do I have in my wallet? I don't have my wallet on me.
$75. Sean.
Yeah.
Here's my feedback. I think your stuff is so clever, man. And what I love the most about it is that you take topics that could be difficult and you make them palatable and enjoyable and like, yeah, it's okay for us to all be human about this stuff and still laugh and everything. And I think it's just phenomenal. And everything, all the stuff you write, I think is so clever. And I think you're doing it right.
Oh, thank you.
More comments in the, there we go.
Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
I don't have feedback. We met back in Boston. It's nice to see you, man.
Oh, hello.
Yeah,
hey,
what's
how's
up?
It going?
Nice to see you. That's all
nice
I wanted to say.
You.
Yeah, we'll talk maybe later, but yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Good set, dude.
Thank you.
I was just going to say, I really liked your bit about your friend robbing you. I love your take on it of like how like unapproachable you must have been.
Yeah.
I would love to know why he was robbing you. Like what, like if he was like just why he needed the money, I guess.
Drugs.
Yeah. So I think just like throwing that in, because like I was listening to your set, but I was also like very curious in my head. So I think if you like put it out there, then it would take that question away.
Yeah. Okay.
Very fun stuff. I also saw a connection between the girlfriend saying, oh, you haven't opened up to me. And then, you know, your friend later robbing you. Like, so maybe you could make that connection that, like, I'm so unapproachable that this is how my friend asked for money. I don't know.
Something okay. There. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Last comment.
My back hurts. So take this. And it's funny because it's so relatable, you know, when you talk about the difficult stuff, because I too was accosted by a priest in a famous institution. He came at me a little late, so it didn't work out. And also getting robbed by your friend at gunpoint. She had an amazing, that's a great note, is dipping into the reason. And I mean, there's so much to expound upon with that joke. That joke has legs that could, you really carry you. So,
thank you.
Work on that.
Yeah.
But overall, great stuff, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Put your hands together, everybody, for Sean Rosa. Yay. That's the way the joke workshop works. Well, all of you cowards were afraid to sign up for number two, so we're just going to move on to number three. Sorry, I just called you all. You're not cowards. You just didn't want to go second. That's fine. That's fine. We're hanging out here at Mutiny Radio Studios, and I'm really excited for the whole night because it's going to be a long night of wonderful comedy, and to see everybody and meet everybody and hear their jokes, and they're going to be here all week long for the Mutiny Radio Comedy Festival. So put your hands together for your next comedian, everybody. He was on some podcasts today, and it was a super fun time. It's Ebo Brewer.
Y'all can put the notepads down. I didn't star my shit. I don't want to hear nothing. As you can see, I'm wearing a bulletproof vest and a kilt. I don't want to look like no black person ever to police. I just want to look completely different. I want them to be completely confused when they pull me over. And they're going to be like, well, he fit the description of what? A Scottish black robber? Nope. And I wore the bulletproof vest because I want to make it to trial. You know, I want to, like, if you want to charge me with something, I want to get that whole thing. What's that thing? Constitutional rights? Innocent until proven guilty? It's hard for me to say it without laughing. You get me, Asian guy. Stop Asian hate. But on that note, there are certain things, because I live in a predominantly Asian community, and I have noticed that there's one stereotype that is, I can't get away from. That is Asian drivers. What the fuck, man? Like, I mean, I don't want to be racist, because, you know, me being black, you know, people assume that, you know, like, hey, you know, you play basketball. I don't know how to play basketball. So I had to learn how to play basketball because people would get upset that I didn't. They were racist against me and be like, what the fuck? You don't know. You came here tall and shit. I'm like, that wasn't my choice. And then the worst racist stereotype that was put on me is back when I had an afro. Time caught up to that afro. Now it's gone. But this dude came up to me and was like, hey, man, you know where I get some weed? I'm like, I don't smoke weed. What the fuck? He's like, dude, you're black and you got an afro. I'm like, that's racist as fuck. And he was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And everybody, whoa, hey, you just can't be throwing around racist to people? That's fucked up. I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean? You guys are you're the racist, though. I'd be calling you racist makes it even worse. That's like if somebody robbed your house and was like, yeah, just robbing your shit. And you were like, hey, thief, you'll make it that thief. Like, wait. You can't call me a thief. The more you call me a thief, the more shit I'm going to steal. If you just shut up, I'm going to take this one thing. Don't judge people based on their actions. There's a lack of accountability. I think that's the problem in America. Nobody's accountable. Nobody wants to be accountable to anything. Like, I'm going to talk about ladies. Ladies, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Things are bad for you. But you can't keep coming at me with these pre-COVID requests on dates, knowing I ain't had a job in motherfucking months. Where do you think I'm getting this money from? You're probably racist because you think I'm robbing people, and I am. But not to take care of you, because I believe in equality. So, ladies, I'm here if you want to take me out to eat. I want you to pay for me because I respect you, girl. I respect your earning potential. I'm talking to the two of you. Just think about it. You know what I'm saying? Quarrel amongst yourselves. Yo, that's my time. Peace.
Keep your hands clapping for Brandon Stokes' uncle, Ebo Brewer. I'm kidding. For locals, that's Inside Baseball. He looks like Brandon Stokes' older uncle guy. Did you get that? Did you hear that? It's in-town people will understand it. Sorry, Inside Baseball, everybody. There's no baseball. Giants or whatever. Your next comedian, well, he's a giant in the scene. He actually is asking for comments, so take those notebooks out and get your judgmental, nice judgmental face on and clap your hands together for Mark Neuer. Yay!
It's a good song. I don't even know what song that was. It was very soothing, though. It was amazing. I have a new girlfriend. As you can tell by my neck, I don't know if you've seen my neck, but I have a new girlfriend. She wants to make sure you know about it. She's great. She's a crystal chick, not the fun kind. You know what I mean? She's not the fun kind of crystal chick. You know, the ones when you have sex, everything's just wet for some reason. The house is spotless. She has special pipes and tools to get high. It's great. Fun kind. She's not that kind. She's the crazy kind. She's the crazy kind. She has all these crystals and rocks. They're not rocks. Okay, they're crystals. So all these crystals. She wants me to have a bunch of crystals for my protection. She's crazy. She's the crazy kind of crystal chick. Crazy. See, the fun kind is fun and crazy. She's just crazy. She has given me a whole collection of these crystals for my protection. I don't know what to do with these crystals. I'm going to chop these crystals in and try to snort them. And I don't know how high I can get on amethyst. How high can one get on rose quartz? I don't know. I have no idea. She says, no, you're supposed to charge them. They're rocks.
They're not rocks, they're crystals.
Okay, they're crystals. How do I charge crystals? There's no USB port. How do I charge the crystals in the moon? In the moon? The moon? If the moon charged anything, there'd be a tax write-off. You'd save money annually if the moon charged a fucking thing. There's no moon panels, there's solar panels. No, the moon. No, you're lying. She's a Latina. She believes in the crystal. She believes in spirits and her ancestors talking to her. She says when her ears ring, that's her ancestors. They're talking to her. She says that they told her about me. And I said, what would they say? So that I'm a good guy. So either she's crazy or her ancestors are lying. You know what I mean? Because I'm a piece of shit. Yeah. I wonder if her ancestors have met my ancestors, because if they have, she would know I'm a piece of shit. Good. Good. I can tell that you've all been on Twitter. I can see your eyebrows. It's Twitter eyebrows, all of you. If you've been on Twitter, you know that there's a hashtag, there's no white culture. And if that's the case, who wants to take credit for meatloaf? If no white culture, who's taking credit for meatloaf? Going once, going twice, sold to the dirty white trash from Modesto on stage. That's my people. Sorry. It's my people. It is. You ever been to the checkout? Your card gets declined. white people, they say something along the lines of, that's impossible. That's white culture. No one else says shit like that. That's just absolutely impossible. And then they pull out a whole playing card deck's size worth of just different cards that all have money on it. That's eggnog. Who wants to take credit for eggnog? That's the cup of mayonnaise, eggs, and milk whisked together with some nutmeg and cinnamon on top. It's disgusting. Now, I'll give it to the black community for adding brandy during the holidays, but at its core base, eggnog is dirty and white. I'm glad we're all in agreement here. Good. You may not like it. It may make you want to vomit, as it does myself, but it's still my culture. You know, it's still mine. Eggnog and the brick of meat with ketchup on top. Disgusting. Some people think when I say meatloaf, they think I'm talking about the music artist, which is also white culture. I'll do anything for love. I wouldn't do that. Do you know what he's talking about in that song? Anal. His name's Meatloaf. It's a little... Good. Thank you.
Mark Neuer, everyone. Mark Neuer. I love your dirty white people joke. I have a couple comments for the top stuff. I love your asides. I love those asides at the beginning, and I'd keep them all. You started kind of small with it, with they're not rocks, and then you got bigger and bigger, but the last one you kind of dropped, and I'd make the last one the biggest about the moon. The charter got the moon! I'd keep that whole dichotomy talking to yourself. And I think there's an opportunity for a punchline when you say the meth girl is fun and crazy, she'll blank and blank. So it's like, you got to just fill in the blanks on that. Give us an example. Because like, she's on meth. She'll, because you already said like clean your house or whatever, but wow. Something really gross. Like you're grosser than I am. Yeah. You'll do great. But those are my comments. Other comments. You can use two. Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
This one right
there
here.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, I felt like you were uncomfortable, you know, and you shouldn't be because you're actually funny. I'd say trust that more because you appear unfunny when you're not confident in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And that's not true because you have, like, you repeated a couple of different things that you didn't need to repeat that you already.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you keep, just keep going. Just know that the audience has got you. And keep going. You're the pilot of the ship, man.
Mm. Omit unnecessary words.
Yeah, concise.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out. I'm
gonna go. I appreciate that shit. Thank you.
All right. I really liked your crystal joke. I think one thing you could add is like this tag where like we're talking about she has like ringing in the ears or something. You could say like I think she has a concussion or like tinnitus or something.
Okay.
Wearing that good shit. I like it.
Thank you very much.
Yay. More comments.
For the crystals joke, like the fact that she is giving them to you for protection, I think it would be interesting to find like what is she trying to protect you from with these crystals, and it would be even funnier if there was like a more practical thing that you could use, like the crystals were used for like contraception. It's like, there's already something that's 99.999% effective for that.
Right.
And she's Latin.
Hemorrhoids.
Right.
Crystals for hemorrhoids.
Okay, yeah.
Hemorrhoids is another way to go. So it's the same, but tagging off of what Sean said, because that's a really good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jaron George, last comments.
Oh, hey. The meatloaf bit. I just want to say my mom makes a really good meatloaf, but that's no whether here or there with the joke. The idea is that, like, I thought it'd be. I was waiting for it too. I think you did last night, but, like, I was waiting for, like, two words, Boston Market. I don't know. Like, because that's, like, that's in the ball game right there, buddy. Like, I was waiting
Thank
for
you.
It.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaron George.
And even Trader Joe's, because Trader Joe's, like, appropriated all the cultures and they had, like, their own thing. That was, like, a big scandal.
Trader Giotto's. Wow. All of it.
Ooh, thank you guys so much for all your comments. God bless you.
Put your hands together, everybody, for Mark Neuer. That's how the joke workshop works. All right. Your next comedian is not asking for comments. He's just going to do his thing. We talked a lot of news today and drank a bunch of rum. Put your hands together. See, I've said it 15 times and I'm going to fucking pronounce it right. Sam Pell Tool Pelletier. Sam Pelletier. Yay!
All right, I'm not supposed to get drunk and do comedy anymore in the Boston comedy scene. There have been some incidents, so Sean, you gotta shut the fuck up about how hammered I am. You gotta shut Casey, too. Like, don't tell Boston that I got drunk on this vacation. If I look depressed, which I usually do on stage because I don't drink this much beforehand, so I'm gonna practice this line. If I look depressed, it's because I just agreed to take my old job back. It's sad. I had to take it. I can't do job interviews at all. I say the stupidest shit. A guy yelled at me in a job interview once. I said, how come I have to make a resume and then fill out a job application with the same information that was on the resume? And he said, look, if you cannot do pointless, repetitive, meaningless tasks over and over and over again, there is no place for you at this Carl's Jr. And if you get fucked. That was my first time with that punchline. It's usually Dunkin' Donuts because I'm from the Northeast, but I feel like you guys like Carl's Jr. You have a point. Hotels are cheap. I feel like it's the government of your state. Like, hotels are cheap comparatively. It's probably because it's not the summer. You guys have a big tourist season in the summer, right? Yeah, I'm asking like any of you are from San Francisco. Raise your hand if you're actually from here. All right, one dude, and then it's the rest of out of town comics. But I heard a tourist statement, and I know you can appreciate the hate toward tourists of townies. I know you can appreciate that. Someone said, listen, if you were not up here when it was cold, you don't deserve to be here when it gets warm. It's like, okay, but do other states do that? Is there a guy in North Carolina right now going, listen, if you were not here for the cousin sex? All right, that's what I'm going to intro my real shows with. Let's talk about my relationships. This isn't going on real stages, but I was not a good boyfriend, and my girlfriend told me why she put up with me, and that's because she used to be attracted to a television character. Before I say which one, you guys are looking at me. Do you have any guesses which television character I reminded my girlfriend of? All right, we got Screech. Any other guesses? I love how, like, comics all know each other are depressed, but he called me Squidward after 3 minutes into my act, so he knows I want to kill myself, so that's good. But, I'm going to say the full title, and you might be too young for this. The character I reminded her of was, and I'm going to say his full title, Deputy Chief of Staff, Deputy White House Chief of Staff and Special Advisor to the President, Josh Lyman from The West Wing, portrayed by Bradley Whitford. If you don't know who that is, it's the bad guy from Billy Madison. Oh, right? Yeah, yeah. And I was explaining how me and my girlfriend like to watch The West Wing, and in a perfect Freudian slip, I'm going to explain it better than perfect Freudian slip because another comic does that, but in a perfect Freudian slip, instead of the West Wing, I described what me and my girlfriend watch as the Wet Wing. But when we watch it together, bye guys.
Sam Pelletier. God damn it. I'm going to figure it out by the end of this week. Yay. Clap it up. Yay. All right. Your next comedian is requesting notes. So get out your notepads and take notes and be nice and put your hands together. Everybody for Julia Stone. Yay.
Yeah, Thanks, guys. The notes aren't required. Don't feel like you have. No. Like, they can, but I heard at least you be like, fuck you. So, if it'll make you happier, no, you're fine. You're fine. Don't worry. You make us all look better comparatively, so you're doing the Lord's work as far as I'm concerned. No, don't get better. Then we're going to have to work harder. What are you doing? Stay where you are. It's totally fine. You guys, my mom used to embarrass me a lot as a kid. One of the things she would do, she would take me and my sister to the mall. And you guys know those stores like TJ Maxx and Marshall's, how they have a shopping cart just for that store? My mom would take that shopping cart and go around the rest of the mall with it. Yeah. Did you guys know a shopping cart is 10 times louder if it's in a Forever 21? It sounded like the mall walkers had elected a town crier. And there was one time where we had the shopping cart and we were on the opposite side of the mall with it, and I saw a mall security guard choose not to see us. He was like, you're on your own, which is fair. You know, like, he's like, I'm really only here to protect the stuff people are going to buy, not prevent childhood trauma. Outside of his scope, you know. Those bejeweled phone cases are doing great, though. So, my mom, she's just kind of a toxic person, you know. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I told her at one point that I wanted to be a therapist, and she scoffed, and she was like, you're going to help other people with their problems. I was like, yeah, you're right. I'll just be a patient instead. It feels more fitting. One of the things she did for my 21st birthday, she introduced me to the guy she cheated on my dad with. Yeah. I was like, you know, most parents just get their kids alcohol for their 21st birthday. You didn't have to give me a reason to drink, you know. But I actually haven't talked to my mom in years, and like, it really doesn't bother me. She's clearly not the best person, you know, but she is a little bit of a hoarder. I'm like, hey, why is our relationship the one thing you can throw away? Like, what a size 12 men's bowling shoes have that I don't, you know, like, I don't know. But my parents, they're not divorced, but they've been separated for over 15 years. I'm starting to think they're not going to work it out. I don't know what you guys think. How long does it take for space to become distance? You know what I mean? I don't know. But they obviously split up because my mom had that affair, you know? And to be honest with you guys, like, I'm not even that mad at my mom that she had an affair. I'm actually mad that she got caught having an affair. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but they say that men don't actually cheat more often than women. Men just get caught because they're bad at it. Like, women plan ahead, you know? So for me, like, the day that I found out that my mom had an affair, like, that wasn't the day that I found out my mom was an adulterer. Like, that was the day I found out that my mom was a dumb woman. Like, what kind of role model is that for a young girl? You know, how am I ever going to be president? You guys, I read a lot of articles on my phone, and sometimes I'll try to read, like, the details out loud to my boyfriend to try to bring him into the story with me, you know? The other day I read him this headline that said a UK woman murdered her abusive husband with boiling water. He was like, we don't like the same things. Stop sharing these stories with me. All right, I think that's it. Thank you, guys.
Julia Stone, everyone. All right. That was hilarious and phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
I love the inside baseball at the top. That was fun because there's like a billion Boston people here. Inside the mall, I'm missing like one little detail. Like, are you and your sister in the shopping cart? Is she like wheeling you around?
No.
So the shopping cart is just because she's a hoarder and she's buying tons of shit.
Yeah.
So I'd plant that seed pretty early. Okay. Because I was thinking like, so is she... Like, does she can't afford a stroller? Or like, why? Is she, in the shopping cart? So there was just a disconnect for me that there's just like one bit of information that'll make that just pop.
Cool.
And your stage presence is awesome. You look like a cheerleader, but you're so dry. It's great. It's like you're your own juxtaposition. It's just fantastic.
Thank you.
And that hoarder mom joke was fucking fire. Like, the end of your whole set was just, all those jokes are just really well written and great and fantastic. The only thing I would say is, on that last one, you say how much space does it take to come become distance? Mm-hmm. Like, isn't space bigger than distance? Like, isn't space like it's? Isn't it a funny concept that we want to take space, but space is fucking infinite? So I don't know if there's anything in there with physics. You look okay. Really smart. It's just an unsolicited tag.
Cool.
Are there other comments? Come back in here and come in on mic two back here. This tall one. Yeah.
Yes. I really like how you use a really specific object that somebody would hoard, like the size 12 men's bowling shoes. It's just so specific. That's just perfect.
Thanks.
That's it.
Thank you.
Other comments? It was just a fucking great set. There's not a lot to comment on.
Thank
you. Put your
guys.
Hands together, everybody, for Julia Stone. Yay! All right, your next comedian, you might know him from the Portland scene, but he moved here to us and he disappeared for a while, but now he's back. Put your hands together, everybody, for Colin Braun. Yay!
Hi. I don't have a set list or my notebook that I write down set lists in, so I'm just going to read through the note I have on my phone, and we're going to see how it goes. A handful of babies is one baby. So this is a premise I wrote down. It would work better as a scene on a TV show. But we are very lucky to have here a high-ranking dignitary from his homeland, the Khan Tai Sharif. Sorry, the county sheriff. This is a question I asked myself last week, and I figured I'd write it down. Why are there sports on in this gay bar? So I just turned 21 7 years ago. And I'm enjoying it. So the same gay bar that they had sports on. This has never happened to me before. You know how they say if you're the smartest guy in the room, find a different room? It was like that, but no one looked better than I did. And I'm not used to that. And that's really the end of that. Okay. See, what happens is sometimes you go out into the world and you put an outfit together and you've been working out. And you look good and you feel good. And other times, you're just surrounded by ugly people. And you feel good. All right. another observation I had. Everyone in this bar is 20 and ugly. So it was a gay bar. It was in Berkeley. It's called the White Horse something or other. And I have attention deficit disorder. And this whole pandemic, I've not really been writing because I've not really been going out and living. And so I got really stoned, and I went to this bar, and I got really drunk. And I was just in one of these ADHD spirals, thinking of great jokes and premises and all these other things. And I had this really amazing joke thought out, and this guy came up to me, broke my concentration, and he was talking to me, and I completely forgot the amazing joke that I had written. And the problem is, he was not as attractive as the joke was funny. We went back to his house, but nothing happened. We just had sex. So I'm partnering up with SC Johnson, a family company, for a new product. See, dish soap. Here's the thing. It's marketed, it's perceived as being this weird patriarchal housewife conservative thing, you know, and we got to market it toward a sexier night outgoing crowd. We're going to call it Dawn After Dusk. All right. I went to Kaiser to pee in a cup, and on my way out, I passed a thing called the injection clinic. And I thought, wow, you know, a lot of people in show business are getting injections, collagen injections, Botox. You know, I want to get the lethal injection. Thank you. I've heard the lethal injection can really take care of your back pain. Just stops being an issue. And I've heard it can be considered effective against some forms of lung cancer. All right. I put on a wedding ring when I go out to bars because it sends a signal to swingers, and I'm into that. Thank you. I say about my jokes, 1 in 10 is any good. That's the only one I'm ever going to say ever again. I like to do good things to make the gay community look better. I call this concept homosexualtruism. Did you hear about the kindergarten teacher that brought all of his students on a trip to a minefield? They had a blast. My husband said, Colin, you're an idiot. I said, Kyle, we can't both talk to me like that. I'm very sex positive, except for when my dog humps another dog at the park, and in that situation, I become a waspy mother. It's not my fault. My dog is very kinky. He likes it rough. Non sounds like it was named after someone who just needed something to gnaw on. Don't laugh. I had this big, long idea for a complicated premise, but regarding 9/11, essentially the difference between an airplane and a missile is wheels. I live in such a progressive neighborhood that I can wear a Biden-Harris t-shirt and piss off liberals. Moving on. Election night. There's never any analysis on Hawaii and Alaska, because everybody already knows and nobody has ever cared. I'm getting a wavy sign. I guess I'm done. I don't need you to patronize me, but I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Yay for Colin Braun. Unsolicited dag. The teacher took the kids to the minefield to do something about craft because of Minecraft. I don't know. It's kids.
What was the one that everyone laughed at?
Oh, there were a couple. Swingers, the swingers, wedding.
It sends
swingers.
A signal to swingers, and I'm into that.
Yeah, yeah. Not, that was great.
Okay, perfect.
That was a gem. That was the gem. Yeah. You didn't put a star by your name, though, so you don't necessarily get comments. But thank you.
I had to put a star by my name to get comments?
You had to put a star by your name to get comments. But
well, here's
a
comment
for
you that was not particularly clear.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's written on the page.
Yeah, I have attention deficit disorder. Did you hear that part? I don't read the instructions. I'm a white man.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm going to try to deal with all of your issues in the future. Put your hands together, everybody, for Colin Braun. Yay!
Have a nice night. I love you all, except for some of you.
Yay! Your next comedian hails to us from Portland. I've slept on his couch and met his roommate's cat. And had a great time. Put your hands together, everybody, for Jaron George. Yay!
Yeah, there was good signals that I was next. That was good clues. I was just like, oh, yeah, that was me. All right. Hey, well, I'm back. I'm back, and it's nice to be back here at Mutiny Radio. Yeah! Okay. All right. That was a dramatic clapping. I like that. Okay. How am I doing? Posture. Do I look like a black Mr. Burns or anything? Like, no, we're good. Okay. This middle schooler was clowning on me on the bus and said, like, you look like a black Mr. Burns because, like, my shoulders were down a bit. And yeah, my mom told me to keep my posture up. But, like, he tripped when he was going out of the bus, and I was like, excellent, yes. Excellent. All right. The mic is good. Okay. I got high one day, and I was thinking, hey, when was the time when white people thought, like when we get to say the N-word now? Pam, is this, like, on audio only? Because I'll let everyone know that, yes, I'm a black man because I have my voice. I sound like the first black dude to join the mafia sometimes, you know? Hey, boss, it's not me, it's Paulie. Yeah, it's in my voice, so just want to put it out there. Yeah, so, like, I always want to know if there was, like, a Paul Revere type of person who went to the nearest, blackest town and realized, like, we're taking back the N-word. Like, we're taking it back. We're saying it. And you can't do anything about it. And they go back into the town hall of their town and just like, they're taking it back! It's not powerful anymore, you guys. We gotta try something else. I don't know. Okay. All right, y'all don't. Okay, y'all don't look back in history. Okay, that's fine. I just found out what 23andMe is, was. It was, you know, the ancestry database and, you know, all that, the DNA and stuff. And what I thought it was. I thought it was Michael Jordan trying to find a new lover in a reality show. Yeah. Yeah. You too? Okay. Yeah, the thing is like, I thought, yeah, they had to play one-on-one with the contestants. If they don't score at least like 1 point, they're going to have to like get off the island, and Dennis Rodman is there to get the rebound. You know, so that's what I thought it was. Oh, and Steve Kerr, yeah, for three. Man, how old are you to remember that? Hey, so I have good news. My mom, she's seen someone. His name is Cliff, and I don't want to, you know, get excited here, but this is the 6th stepdad tryouts, baby! Yeah! 6 stepdad tryouts, yeah! Come here, I don't want to fall. All right, yeah. This is great, y'all. I know, you know, my mom, I'm happy for my mom, too. Like, don't get me wrong. Happy, you know? Like, you know, she's getting to that age where I'm just like, Cliff, let's get this done, you know? Let's... Before I was like overprotective and stuff, you know, but like now I'm just like, yeah, this is, I'm like Simon Cowell, like during these times, man. Like, this is my American Idol. Do you understand? Like, it's like, I just don't want him to fuck it up, you know? I know my mom, I know there's love there, like, as how it was explained, but like, don't fuck it up with me, Cliff, you know? Like, don't fuck it up like the last one, Nick. He got me dress socks for my birthday, all right? And Christmas is coming up. So if you want to get my blessings, Cliff, I want a Nintendo Switch and some advice about 401k. I don't understand. I'm just checking, just to check boxes. That's what I'm doing. I don't know what's happening. That's good stepdad advice. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, I'll do one more. I'm always ready. I took Alaska Airlines. Clap if you love Alaska Airlines. Anyone? Okay, good. Everyone knows why you like Alaska Airlines, because I know why. It's because I don't get the crazies. Like, I know at this time, like, you know, you got to have the mask on. And you know, a lot of times the other airlines, yeah, they got to turn the plane around. But with Alaska Airlines, that never happens. With my experience, that never happens. And I know why. It's because... Like the ones, you know, like the Trump supporting ones, they go for the red, white, and blue type of airlines. You know what I'm talking about? Delta, right? It's in the colors. You know it. American Airlines, I don't even have to say it. You know? United States. I'll keep going. Southwest, you know, the trips to Vegas, of course, you know? And the last one, Spirit Airlines, well, Christians, you know? So... You know, and more like a lot of them, they don't even know Alaska is part of the U.S. They think it's another country. So, you know. All right. Anyways, I'm Jaren George. Have a good night.
Yay, oh. Jaren George.
Oh, okay. Hooray. Yeah, I'll take feedback. Yeah,
you'll take feedback.
I guess. Yeah. I didn't mean to. Sorry.
I didn't take notes. I wasn't prepared to take feedback.
No, it's all right. If you don't have any, thank you.
Does anybody? Yeah. I mean, I always love it. How long has it been since you've done the cake joke? Did you retire it, or do you still have it in your act?
Oh shit! You remember?
I love your cake joke.
I don't remember which one.
You
it
the
was.
One about eating? You go behind the Safeway and you eat the cake out of the bag in the middle of the.
Oh yeah, that one doesn't get well perceived, so that's why. I now talk about the cake where, like, at the summer camp I worked at, I stole cake from like a birthday kid, and I kept munching on it every night. That's another story.
I'm glad there's still cake in your act.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, there's always cake in my heart. All right.
Does anyone have comments? Everybody clap wildly for Jaren George. Yay!
Come here, babe.
All right. Many of you met your next comic at the coffee shop up the street. Put your hands together, everybody, for Sam Carroll.
Dude, tell me what you eat. I might cook for you. See, it really don't matter, because it's all about me and you. Ain't no one else around.
What's going on? How many of you guys are from San Francisco? Or how many are you from not San Francisco? Most of you. All right. Did you guys get here in time for the Fleet Week? You know what that is? See the airplanes in the sky? Well, Fleet Week is this thing in San Francisco we have where... The U.S. Navy, they'll dock at port, and they'll do a bunch of cocaine in our bathrooms, in our bar bathrooms. You can hear the roaring, thundering of those lines being snorted. Yeah, we have Columbus Day coming up, or I should say Indigenous Peoples Day. It's a weird coincidence that they're on the same day, I think. That's, it's like, it's like having Hitler's birthday on the same day as 420. I think we should move 420 to a different day. Maybe May. Put that in May. I don't know if you guys can tell, I've been microdosing crack. Is it showing? For creativity. Taking a shit. Sometimes I like to leave my baby in the car and tape a sign to the window that says nothing valuable inside. Oh, it's a San Francisco joke. We have lots of car break-ins here. I don't do that joke in the suburbs. It doesn't work. But I guess you guys come from broken cities too. I like to think I'm a pretty good guy, though. Every Sunday I go around the neighborhood and take the parking tickets off people's cars. You know, in San Francisco, we have a problem with robot automation. We're in Silicon Valley, you know. So robots take people's jobs. And, you know, a robot took my... I used to be a masseuse before COVID. But then COVID hit. And, you know, everybody... No one wants massages anymore. They want, like, an electric massager that you buy on Amazon, you know, which is... It's pretty typical of San Francisco and Silicon Valley to have a robot take your job and then fuck your wife. My wife had a body like an hourglass. Big feet and a big head. And a very thin vagina. That sand often passed through. See what else? I was in San Francisco. I'm in San Francisco, but I was in you guys know where the Tenderloin is? The neighborhood in San Francisco. I saw some littered Plan B. Someone had eaten Plan B on the move while walking and tossed it aside. Who the fuck? How out of control is your life? But I was thinking about it. I was, you know, like, I don't know. I like to imagine that whoever was eating Plan B was power walking, you know? Like, I don't know where they were going. Maybe it was book club. Maybe they were going to book club, and the book of the month was The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, and they didn't have time to read the book, so they rented it, but they rented it on VHS, and the person who watched it last didn't rewind it after they were done watching it, so they started it from the end, and they watched it backwards, and it was just about a guy who gets older while everyone else around him gets younger, and at the end of the movie, he crawls into his mother's vagina to die. So anyways, I'm picturing this person, you know, going to book club and tossing their... I don't know where I'm going with this. Plan B is a lot of packaging. That's what I'm trying to say. It's a lot of because a pill is, you know, very small. Pill is very small. Packaging, very big. But when you consider the carbon offset of killing the kid, you can do whatever you want with the packaging. All right, guys, have fun at the Comedy Festival this week. I've been Sam.
Sam Carroll, everyone.
Your next comedian wants comments, so get out your notebooks and get your pens, pencils ready. Pay attention to your next comedian. She was such a help yesterday on the first day of the festival, and she held down two shows and hosted them like a fucking boss. Put your hands together for Christy Bonna. Sexy motherfucker. No, don't say sorry. You brought your own microphone for safety. Fuck yeah.
Hello, what's going on? All right, I want to try a bunch of new jokes just because that's what the premise of this workshop is, right? Okay, so a couple of things. My dad just found out what